There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the deal we got? I mean, the deal we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 at Midday Mobile on this Christmas week Monday. Glad to have you along. Another couple hours of live local talk. Phone number, text line 343-0106, 343-0106. You can also use the brand new FM Talk 106.5 app to leave us one of those talkback messages we can play later on the air. So you just go to if you have the app already loaded and you're looking at the front page of the app, you'll see a microphone icon there at the bottom of the screen. If you'll press that, you can leave the message and it gives you a little email function and you can send it right to us. So check it out. And if you don't have the app, well, solve that. Go get the app. It's waiting for you at the App Store or at Google Play. Just look for FM TALK 1065. All right, as we get this hour started, and we're going to talk to Congressman Jerry Carl this hour, I want to set this up. Okay, so, you know, over time that I look at not just news websites, but like financial news websites. I don't know if I always need it for the show or I'm just interested. And so Jim Cramer, you know who he is, right? Jim Cramer, the CNBC stock guy. He made CNBC's news here because he's got COVID. The headline here, I have COVID, Jim Cramer says. He says he's been triple vaccinated and has a mild case. And I'm not even going to get into vaccine discussion on this yet. But part of this story says the market sell-off that's going on right now, which is large. And by the way, Jim Cramer did Jim Cramer stuff and said it's a good time to buy stocks. I actually agree with him. Some bargains out there. But he said it is what is driving the market down right now. And most of the media that knows, you know, the inside scoop, they're telling you right now that the stocks are being driven down because of Omicron and the questions about Omicron. Does that have some part in it? Maybe. I think the bigger part of this is the market was expecting, or at least hoping, for some giant flush of cash, additional taxpayer money flushed into the system through the Build Back Better program. Now, that doesn't say that in the news story. The news story says Omicron is what's driving down the markets. I think that succinct statement that was embedded in a bigger statement from Joe Manchin saying that he was a no vote on Build Back Better, I think that is what's driving the market down today. And maybe that's how I'll set it up as I bring on AL1's Congressman Jerry Carl. Congressman, good to see you.
Good to see you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
We got a lot to be thankful for this year.
Yes. That the year's about over?
Yes. Yeah. Exactly.
What do you think that the stories out there saying it's Omicron driving down the market today? You can't open a website, go to a news channel. They're going to tell you something about the markets being down. I wonder how much of this is based on the fact that they at least had the hope they were going to get another big flush of cash into the system from the government.
I don't doubt that a bit. I think and you're looking at what 1.5% fluctuation here. I mean that could be a reset of the economy. I mean it could be balancing itself out. But I think this new variance is being definitely overplayed, which I haven't seen any reports of what we originally saw from the first variants,
right.
All the deaths and the problems with that, all these germs, they've mutated and it keeps getting variants, weaker and weaker, and simply because our bodies are getting more and more immune to it.
And doesn't it pay for a virus to become this theory that a virus will become less lethal because the ones that are less lethal stay in systems longer and have a better chance of being passed on to the next person. Just it's like it's good business for the virus to not kill the host.
Well, I don't know that I necessarily buy into that. My wife was telling me that one this morning, but that's okay. My wife's always right, by the way, so I guess I should agree with that.
She's my favorite.
41 years of marriage, one thing I have learned, I'm wrong. And I'm good with that. But I think a lot of it is that. I think that what Manchin did yesterday, I think it's huge. It should affect
the stock
market.
So do you think I'm on this one?
Yeah, I think you are. I truly do. I think there's a lot. I mean, there's a lot of stuff in this bill that we don't know. There's a lot of things that we do know that we as Republicans in the House, we've been trying to tell folks, you know, wake up. I mean, this is going to be mighty pricey.
Right, which the market was going, okay, good, yeah, flush all that, another sure. big flush of cash into the system.
Well, I mean, let's just look at the educational side of it, purely that. Okay, you got kids that are going to daycare centers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the way this bill's written, you have to have a college education to work at this daycare center. Now, think about that.
To get the funding.
The federal funding. So it basically did away with all the college, all the church funded daycare centers, which here in the South are huge.
I mean,
all the churches have one because they can't afford to hire educated
college. Yeah, if you had a full staff of college educated,
so daycare, what would that do to the cost of daycare?
I can't imagine.
So the Democrats are beating their chest, going, "Oh, we're taking care of the pre-K students. You're taking care of a very small percentage of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the other 99.9% you're penalizing for that small fraction. So it's just a selling tool. So long story short, I think it is a reaction to what Manchin did yesterday. It will correct itself out.
Now, what about that? So, you know, you heard me talking to Jeff there at the end of his show. And I do want to get into the meat of the no for Manchin and then what happens when it comes back to y'all in the House. But do you see what happened with Manchin not only being about what's in Build Back Better, but a statement on the lack of strength of President Biden? Because it's the same party, and I could only imagine, we said it during the news break, people didn't hear it, but Jeff and I were talking about it as well, if it was former President Obama.
Yeah.
I don't think a senator would have dared do that so publicly.
Well, but Obama would have done a better sales job. Obama would have had the votes before he brought it out. Mm-hmm. Obama would have worked it before. But I think Biden has lived in a capsule for the last 40 years. He truly has. I mean, you get in D.C. and everybody tells you how wonderful you are and how right you are about everything.
Right.
And it's really a capsule up there. And he's lived in it so long, he believes it.
Well, he just got – I mean, it's a kind of a vote of no confidence, isn't it?
I don't think Manchin would have done what Manchin did unless he knew there was some more that would follow him over the edge.
Yes.
So I think there's more to this story than we'll probably ever know. Now, they're going to put it up for a vote. They're going to force Manchin to vote.
Which is – you know, they've acted like this, Congressman, in the news, that this is this big deal. And Bernie Sanders talking about – Sanders saying, well, make him vote in front of everybody. He said – that's fine, because he said declaratively yesterday on the Fox News show, his vote's no.
Yeah.
So I don't know how it's going to change it when he does it in the floor of that austere body.
So my question is how many are going to follow him into a no, because they've got every excuse in the world now.
But if they don't, yes, they got every excuse, but I would figure if they don't have to, they may keep their powder dry. Sinema obviously is in play. She's not being discussed, but you know, that would be the other no vote. But I think, and I'm hearing this, you can tell me, I'm hearing this and I'm down here, but that there are more... More no votes than just those two.
What Manchin has not hidden that. He's insinuated that several times, that he represents more than just his own vote. So that tells you right there that there's more up there. Now, are they up for re-election? Do they want to stay in good graces with the Democrat Party? The Democrat Party today in Washington, D.C., is nothing we recognize here in Alabama. I mean, it is so far to the left. That's who's driving the Democrat Party up there. And they're getting so far from their base, which their base here in Alabama are solid folks that, you know, they just – this far, far left stuff, they just can't comprehend. So Democrat Party, I heard it said earlier on Jeff's show, that Manchin may have saved the Democrat Party from themselves.
Very interesting. Coming right back, more with AL1's Congressman Jerry Carl. We'll also get your questions at 343-0106.
Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, welcome back. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile on this Christmas week Monday. Gentlemen, and I'm not speaking to ladies because they've all done their shopping, but gentlemen, I'm not playing y'all. It's Saturday. Christmas Eve's Friday. Just don't say I didn't warn you. All right. continue our conversation with AL1's Congressman Jerry Carl, talking about the goings-on in Washington, and also we'll get into how those things apply back here at home in Alabama. Talk about Build Back Better, and so it looks, I saw a story this morning, Congressman, that says, I think yesterday Speaker Pelosi said, well, we're going to get it back and get it back in the House. And so you expect that it's coming back to the House and you're going to have to look at this again?
Yes, that doesn't surprise me. Pelosi will do what she can do to get it passed. They'll probably bring it back and clean it up a little bit. But now we've there's been enough time burnt. Now you've got Democrats that are running in some very purple states.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to have a little tougher time getting some of these Democrats.
She may lose votes, you think,
yes,
from last time?
I think she's got a good chance of that. And there's only about a 4-vote margin. So if she loses 4, and of course there'll be a couple of Republicans, I'm sure, that'll probably vote for it. I mean, we seem to have some renegades in our camp too. But I think getting this close to the election, I think she's going to have a hard time getting those last 4 votes. That's the way I see it.
All right.
We'll never know because she won't bring it up on the floor unless
if they don't have the votes. Right. Unlike that's what I'm saying. Unlike the political, the lack of. You would think that President Biden, after 4 decades plus, would have so much more savvy that they. I mean, I could see this. I'm not elected representative. I'm just a guy, and I saw this coming a month and a half ago, talking about that they are painting themselves into a situation where it's all that. What was the question we'll talk about next hour that Charlemagne the God asked Vice President Harris? Who's the real president, yeah, and is it Joe Manchin? And she, no, it isn't. It's Joe Biden.
Yeah, it's the political savvy up there right now is the Democrat Party is scrambling, trying to just to survive because they know what's coming in 2022, and we as Republicans can't take that for granted. But trust me, our Democrat friends are studying it. So if Pelosi does bring this back up, which would not surprise me a bit, she's mm-hmm. going to come up with something to keep them busy.
What would it be if it's not this, if it's not Build Back Better? What do you think they come at? What would be the next thing to try to have some win while they have control of, the executive and the legislative branches?
I think that they can break some of this stuff out that's in this bill.
Okay.
And just start chipping away with it. I mean, they've done such a hard sell on expanding Medicare. They've done such mm-hmm. a hard sell on the pharmaceutical side. Well, none of us want to pay higher prices. I mean, my wife owns a drugstore. I know what the costs are. I know what the margins are.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just not there like it used to be. So, but the Democrats' way of always blaming the manufacturers is what really frustrates me.
Okay.
Yeah, so I can see them getting into the pharmaceutical side and trying to set prices for Medicare.
Wouldn't that be – I think that would be – their better chance of getting a – I think a Joe Manchin would vote yes on that.
I don't think that he would not.
Yeah.
But it's going to be so small, how much is it going to help them? Again, you've got so many purple states. How will it affect them in those purple states? And they've really got to look at that. They've got to look close at that, especially in the House, because the House, they're just trying to survive. They anticipate a wave of somewhere between 30 to 35 seats that will be rolled over into red districts.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, I look for it to be much more than that. I'll settle for 35
right.
in a heartbeat, but I look for it to be much more than that. And if I get a chance, I'm going to go actively work in these other states and help change some of these districts from blue to red. We've got to get control of this economy, and the only way we're going to do it is stop the Democrats from spending. I mean, they're just spending drunk. They truly don't care how much money they're spending because it's a fictitious number to them. And most of them, a lot of them have no idea what $1 trillion looks like. Well, none of us do for that matter,
yeah.
But even a billion, they don't, it's just a number. It's just a number.
Well, a lot of text questions coming in here, Congressman. Backstrap Stacker says, ask the Congressman, why are they still pushing the vax when it clearly does not work? The only thing that works is herd immunity. There are too many breakthrough, in quotes, cases.
My wife has just gotten over the COVID, and she had all the vax. So I fully agree there are breakthroughs, but she was able to overcome it in 3 days versus 3 weeks. I think that's the only positive, and I'm not one to push vax. I encourage people.
A therapeutic thing.
Yeah, if they've got some health issues, they really need to talk to their doctors.
Mm-hmm.
I've got family members that refuse to get it. I was on the phone with one this morning. I'm okay with that. I mean, it's their life. It's their choice. Mm-hmm. I'm okay with that. So I'm not one to push the vax on people. I think the vax mandate is the worst thing, and Biden's going to lose that one in the Supreme Court. I'll tell you right now.
You think because we went, I mean, here it was, the executive order, then OSHA steps in, that's like September or whatever, then the Fifth Circuit Court in New Orleans takes it in November, went ahead and set it back, and then now out of Cleveland, right, the Sixth Circuit said it's good. So, I mean, that's what I told everybody on the morning show today. I said, if y'all haven't been scoring lately, it's back on.
Yeah.
You know, the mandate was on, then it was off, and now it's back on.
And I saw an article where Boeing just dropped their mandate. So what have they got to do now? Put it back on? I mean,
they'll lose every contract they have with the government.
Yeah, I mean, of all people that's going to lose, they would lose. So at the same day they drop it, this state court came back in and reopposed it or put it back in. The FDA they're using the OSHA. OSHA to push this,
right?
And they're using the word contaminate, I think, is the word they're hanging everything on. So if you and I are in the same room and I can contaminate you, so they view me as a contaminated mm-hmm. person, I want to see them defend that in court.
How many cases do we see? I mean, we can go talk to our friends or we can go look through the news stories. People that have been vaccinated that are still carrying COVID and giving it to other people.
Yeah, I mean, it's the natural
cycle.
So
they're contaminants then as well,
yeah,
right?
That's what I'm getting at. How are you going to get the Supreme Court to say because you have not gotten the shots that you are the contaminee, I guess, term to use.
Contaminator. Yes.
But in reality, I mean, my wife, everybody, we're pretty much around. I don't know where we...
All vaccinated.
Yeah, where she got it from. But anyway, with that said, I mean, there's a positive side to this, and I think the Supreme Court's going to shut it down. I think it's going to be another loss for Biden. It's going to be another loss for the Democrat Party. And I'm telling you, coming 2022 November, it's going to be horrible for the Democrat Party. They're doing everything they can do to help us. And I was talking to one of my Democrat friends the other day, and he says the problem is we're not far enough to the left. Our folks don't understand. I'm looking at him.
How much farther can you go?
Have you talked to the folks in Alabama? I mean, have you talked to the Democrats in Alabama? Because they don't think this way. You know,
but they don't care about the Democrats in Alabama.
Well, no, I know they don't. But what's the difference between the Democrats in Alabama and the Democrats in California?
There's more of them.
Well, yeah, that's true. But in reality, most people, all they care about is their job, their mm-hmm. family, and their religion.
Mm-hmm.
And those three things they spend all week on focusing on. They don't focus on politics like you and I do.
Right.
So they try to find people that they most are interested in having in common, what little they do look. And the Democrats, again, are just getting so far to the left that the Democrat Party in Alabama is having a hard time focusing on who they are.
A lot more text in here. This one from Dale. Did y'all see the story on the school choice funding case heard from Maine by the Supreme Court regarding vouchers used at parochial schools? Representative Carl, why has Ruby Red Alabama not gotten on board with school choice vouchers? Even Maine is already there.
Well, obviously that's a state issue, but I won't avoid it. I'll give you my opinion on it. I think everything works better when there's competition involved. I think that all the school systems nationwide need some form of competition. Is the voucher part of it? Maybe so. But
it's a state issue. You say it's a state issue.
I mean, it's a state by state issue.
Representative Carl, I've heard Kevin McCarthy advertise his website Fire Pelosi. What actions are there? Where could this could be a possibility?
I think that's just a spin.
Okay.
We really look for Pelosi to retire before the end of 2022. I know she said she's running. I know Biden said he's running. They can't be in the position they're in and be a lame duck.
Right.
So if she does step down, it'll be one of those things. All of a sudden, it'll be the headlines in a paper. But I see her. I watch her on the floor. I mean, she works the floor hard and heavy. I couldn't imagine her 20 years ago.
Yeah.
She has a lot of energy. She works that floor. But, you know, age is catching up. And she knows what's going to happen in 2022. She's aware of it probably more so than anybody else. So,
coming right back, more of our conversation and yours with Congressman Carl right here on Midday Mobile.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, welcome back. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Glad to have you all along and continue our conversation with AL1's Congressman Jerry Carl and go through the text messages here and lots of questions. I mean, I was wanting to just spend time talking about Snapper, but obviously y'all got other things on your mind, so we'll get to those. All right. So David says, does Congressman think that all of the Democratic cities that are shutting down and putting mask mandates back in place and vaccine mandates because of the Omicron variant know that Dr. Fauci is a liar? Put this down. Put you down as undecided, David, and therefore don't trust him when he says the variant is less lethal and less potent than previous variants.
I've never trusted Fauci, and I never will trust Fauci. And you know, I raised the question, you know, how much money did he possibly make off this?
Where is that? I mean, will you reintroduce that when Republicans take control?
It's just, you know, my father used to always tell me everything revolves around money and sex. So
yes, you right. know,
I doubt one has much to do with him, but the profit side, I'm just curious about. So I think that's a fair question, but we can't get access. I found out we cannot get access to his personal information, so that would die in the water.
Sam says Nancy Pelosi still has $200 billion for her park. She is just like Biden. They all think we are stupid. Amen. Is going to cure cancer.
I think that $200 million that she looked at there got stripped out.
Alabama Democrat, let's see, unnamed texter, Alabama's Democrats are just as fruity and loopy as the ones anyplace else. I'll jump in quickly for you. I disagree with that statement.
I do too. I think the Democrats here, you know, you're born Democrat, you die Democrat. You try to stay allegiance to the party. I mean, I have friends that are Democrats, and I enjoy sitting and talking to them. I just like a different view on things. I don't think they're evil and from hell just because they want to call themselves a Democrat.
Right.
We can disagree and still be friends and still be family. I mean, I've got family that are Democrats. So, if we were all the same, we would have some real problems.
True. This texter says, I'm just glad Manchin turned off the money faucet. Somebody has to do it.
I totally agree with that. He's on my Christmas card list.
Tony in Fairhope, being caught in lies over and over, why does Dr. Fauci still stand behind the presidential podium at the White House?
Well, who's going to take him out? The president, and the president's invested so much into the Democrat Party has invested so much into Fauci shutting this economy down the way he's done it. I mean, they can't pull him out from behind that podium. He is their voice. He is their spokesman.
So, and Bonds is saying a question on the text line, similar to what we were just talking about with Fauci. He said, you can't get Fauci's finances?
He's not an elected official.
Isn't he a federal employee?
But you can't get personal information on a federal employee unless it goes through, I would assume, go through some court system.
Okay. All right, go to the phones, and Billy is in Fairhope up first. Hey, Billy. Hey, Billy, you're on with Congressman.
Hey, Billy.
Hey, guys.
Merry Christmas.
I had a... Go ahead.
What's your question for the Congressman?
I wanted to see if there was any updates on refunding the Restaurant Revitalization Act where the money all ran out.
Billy, I know exactly who you are now. It just clicked. I think my staff has been working on that. I don't know that there's been any money moved back in that plan yet. It reached back out to Laura. She should be in the office today and reach out to her and ask her that question. She can tell you exactly where we're at. But that was a bad deal.
No, and I appreciate y'all. It just kind of left a lot of us hanging out there and that are trying to hang on and keep things rolling.
Yes,
I appreciate all you're doing, and thank you for answering my question.
Well, I tell you, the restaurant industry is taking such a beating through this COVID. Those of y'all that do make it or have made it, I should say, because we're pretty much opened up here in the South. Hopefully, we come out stronger. We can all band together. I spend as much money as I can in restaurants, especially local, and I make sure I tip the waiters and waitresses very well because they do have an option.
Well said. suggestion here. Republicans need to create the Congressional Select Committee investigating the U.S. response to the pandemic. Then you can subpoena the final financial records of any U.S. government official involved in the response.
It sounds good. That's I have no idea whether it would stand or not, but I love the sound of it.
Well, yeah. If the January 6th Select Committee can do what they're subpoenaing for, right? Then maybe
that's true. Although, I don't know about the financial records, though.
Yeah, I don't know. But if they can get your text message, here's the problem, though. At some point, this is just. I see this, Congressman, you've heard this from me forever. This is just back and forth, yep. Back and forth, back and forth. And I wonder how much time is taken up with this. And I know this is red meat. I know it's popular.
Yep.
But how much of this is taken up time that should be working for the future of our republic and the American people? And a lot of people argue that it's one and the same.
And I'm not saying ignore it, but that's one of my biggest fears of taking over in 2022. We quote-unquote want to get even. I mean, they're taking.
Take a survey here. I bet you people say yes.
I understand that. And I've never been one to quote unquote want to get even. I think that's a waste of energy and a waste of time. We need to move forwards. This country needs to move forwards. We need to come up with some positive things to get us on some stable ground. I mean, here at Mobile, there's so many things that we need to do versus spend all of my efforts trying to get even. Getting even is for suckers. I've never been one to understand get even, because life has a way of getting even with people.
It's
ugly people.
Yes.
You know, they're just ugly to everybody. It catches up with them.
Yeah, good to hear you say that. I mean, it's tough because there's a part of us human beings that wants that.
Yeah, everybody
sweet
says,
revenge,
everybody says
right?
You know, you need to go to Washington. You need to fight. You need to, you know, you need to shut it down. Really? I mean, do we really want to shut the government down? Do we want to throw this country into depression to prove a point? No, let's take control and let's add some common sense back to where we're at. And let's move forwards with our, you know, updating our interstate system. You know, let's get our military back to where it's a respectable unit worldwide. You know, let's do the things that the federal government needs to do. And when we quit paying attention to these AOCs and some of these far-right radicals,
far-left,
I did that the other day, too. Thank you. Far-left radicals, we're going to get, you know, start focusing more on the center, the moderate Democrats. We're going to find out we have a lot more in common. And that's one thing Jack Edwards got to spend some time with me and talk to me about. He said, Jerry, we've got to figure out a way of bringing this country back together where we can sit down and disagree and come up with a solution that works for everyone, because we represent the country. We represent the United States in the position I'm in. And I want to do what's best for this country, not what's best for Jerry.
Gotcha. I want to go to the phones in a second. I want to ask, you did talk about infrastructure. So
right.
Any changes here? We're looking at, you know, the MPOs on both sides of the bay. It's funny because you and I were talking with your time as a county commissioner and that perspective now, and which I think was really good because now you have that perspective as our congressman. They agree this new plan. To me, the new plan, the things that had me as a no about the previous bridge project, you know, they've taken them out of this. Now, we'll see if the state moves with it, but.
Well, somebody sent me a link to your iPod.
My podcast.
Yeah, my podcast. Thank you. I'm getting closer. And I listened to your response on that, which I think was spot on. I really do. I'm encouraged, and I was encouraged, and I hinted a little bit. I knew both sides of the bay were trying to work together and trying to come up with a solution. Most of the problems, if people remember, we went out, you know, based on the tolls, but we went out when they told us there was no other alternative but the tolls.
Yep.
And that's when they lost me. Now we've got some alternatives to the toll. Now, some of the anti-toll folks will want to hang on and beat us up, and I understand that. I get it. But I think the state has come so far to try to meet with both the MPOs on both sides and address some of these issues. I'm encouraged by it. That's a state issue.
Right.
I'm not going to stop as elected a federal person to continue trying to find money for it. I'm constantly looking, but I'm not in a position just to create money. It just doesn't work that way.
There's other people in Washington that do.
Yeah, well, they do, but
namely the president.
Yeah, well, it's they print money. I don't have the ability to print money, nor would I print money.
Right. I think it's good because that was one of the keystones for me too. And I listen, I've taken some flack since I said it, but if there is, if you have the liberty of choosing the non-tolled route,
right,
or choosing to do the tolled route, then I'm okay with that. My worry is it won't be enough money probably to get it done, but I don't know that. That's for the bean counters to tell me.
Well, they still got to run the numbers and figure out. I mean, they've still, I think the trucking industry has been very patient on this. Mm-hmm. I think they're still being very patient on it. I don't expect them to quote unquote come out and support it, but
right.
It's one of those, we got to do something. I mean, we've got to do something. This is
that
futuristic.
Is
this is our children. This is our grandchildren. This is the safety. I mean, look at it from a defense standpoint. If we have to move equipment from point A to point B, from San Francisco or West Coast to East Coast, they got to cross that bridge.
Oh, listen, you can sell it, Congressman. You can sell it for the – and I think all those are truthful, the defense side, the evacuation side.
Right.
But what it boils down to is the quality of life side and getting, you know, and getting our people back and forth across the bay and goods. You know, you're talking about moving military, but moving Christmas toys is also part of quality of life.
The reason we got Walmart here is because of the port and the distribution center here because of the port. I mean,
if they can't get anything east,
if you can't get anything east, we're in trouble. So but I'm encouraged in the direction that it's moving. That I'll leave it with that.
Okay, let's go to the phones. And Jay is in Mobile. You're on with Congressman Carl. Hey, Jay. Hello, Jay. Sounds like Jay's phone may be in one of those boxes being shipped across the country for Christmas. Leaves a line open at 343-0106. Coming right back. More Midday Mobile right here on FM Talk 106.5.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow. But
this is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, welcome back. Midday Mobile on this Christmas week. Check in with my buddy Larry Kirby at LCM Motor Cars. And let's talk inventory. Let's also talk hours this week, Larry.
Oh, yeah, let's talk about hours. We're going to close at noon on Friday, Christmas Eve. And obviously, we want to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas. We're closing. And we got a couple deliveries scheduled for early Friday morning, but at noon, we're going
to
take it in.
So, Santa, listen up. You got till noon on Friday to make that move. Very good. So let's talk about inventory. What's it looking like?
We got great. We got tremendous inventory: trucks, cars, SUVs, big, full size, mid size. We got third seaters. You know, we got sport cars. So we got a great selection.
And so, Santa, if you're listening here, you get out this week and check those cars out in person. Also, tell folks how they can find you online and in person. Give them direction. Give Santa directions to the shop.
Come see us at Highway 90 and Plantation Road, online at lcmmotorcars.com. Please like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM Motor Cars. Continue our conversation with AL1's Congressman Jerry Carl. And lots of text here, too, Congressman. Let me get to – oh, my gosh. I need, like, a reader for me. Let's see – I like this one. This is different than all the. Can we get in the holiday spirit for a minute? Does Jerry have a favorite Christmas tradition or memory with his family from his childhood?
You know, I was thinking about this yesterday. It's funny. I lived at the Loop. I was about 7 years old. My parents had gotten a divorce, and I got a bicycle, and it was a Playboy.
Playboy? Excuse me?
It wasn't a magazine, but it was called a Playboy. I think it was made by Schwinn, but I can still see that bike, and I Googled it the other day, and it's banana seat, and I just remember that. You know, my mother, raising as pretty much single woman, she worked hard at Christmas time to make sure we had Christmas. I mean, every time I see a kumquat tree.
Mm-hmm.
I think of Christmas. I think of my mother because she'd bring kumquats, and my sister and I would eat those things till we just got sick. You know, we grew up in the country, so that was a strange fruit,
right?
Know, out in the country, we just didn't know where they came from. South Africa, somewhere, we had no idea.
And Dixie, you know, there you are, living near the loop, eating kumquats.
Yeah, exactly. So,
good.
I've got great memories of Christmas. I've just been so blessed with a wonderful family. I'm married into a wonderful family. We've got Christmas traditions. Someone always gets a gun. Always gets a gun.
Yeah,
that's kind of one of those traditions. Some of us get multi guns.
I like it
when it's been a good year. But I love Christmas. I love bringing the family together.
This is a lot of great messages here. I don't know if anybody else. I'm looking, by the way, for those. I'm looking at that bike, the Playboy. Grant says, Jerry, when you came and shook my hand after my dad died, Joe Allen, you were there while you were there on the campaign. I'll never forget that, sir. Thank you.
That's a small thing we can do for people that we truly respect and admire. You know, the funerals are obviously for the family, show respect. So that's an easy thing.
This from Doesn't Have Meta on the text line. First of all, back when we were talking about revenge, he said living well is the best revenge.
Yeah.
Then he said if the Taliban wanted to cripple us, they would target Mobile, blow up the tunnels, Africatown, the Dolly Parton bridges, would force traffic to Highway 84 in Grove Hill. I think about that, driving to Grove Hill to get to Daphne or Mobile or from Mobile.
Wow. Well, we don't like to talk about stuff like that, but that's something I've brought up several times is the security issue of it. And those things we have to be aware of. We just don't talk about it publicly.
So back to Washington for a second. Your schedule. You know, we just talked to Larry Kirby about their schedule. What is y'all's schedule?
So we're out. Unless Nancy Pelosi finds something that she wants done, she can call us in at any time.
Okay.
We were told to plan on staying through Christmas. But obviously we're out this week. We won't go back until the 10th.
Okay.
So that'll give me plenty of time back in the district. You know, I'm looking for things to do this week. Nobody wants to, everybody's trying to wind their businesses up and run, the week after Christmas, obviously, which will be next week. Yeah. Next week.
Right.
I'll make as many events as I can and get out and touch people. I want to hear what people are thinking, what they like, what they dislike, what I'm doing right, what I'm doing wrong. You know, I want to hear from people. So I'll get out as much as I can. Then the 10th we'll be back and back at it in D.C. I had no idea until I got this job how little time you have back home.
Yeah.
Because it's all captured right there in D.C. And you really don't have a choice, but you have to be there.
Yeah.
You have to be there. But so when you are home, it's just you go from can to can't trying to, you know, speaking events.
Right.
Social events. So it's a busy job.
Right.
It really is.
When y'all get back, and I'm thinking about your committee assignments and all that, and let's go for a second. I have a few minutes left. The broader, the international scope of this in armed services.
Right.
Do you think how much real is there surrounding China, Taiwan? How much real is there surrounding Russia, Ukraine? You know, I mean, people are saying, is it wag the dog or is this? I mean,
no, it's real. I mean, I'm on committee and we get briefed on a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, I don't want to talk about a lot of it, but it's real, and we've got to put more focus on building the military up. The only way you're going to defend these people off is for them to see strength. They don't see strength in this president.
You think China? I mean, I know there's a limit of what you can say. You think China would actively engage in warfare against Taiwan?
Sure. Why wouldn't they?
There's
nothing stopping them. There's nothing stopping Russia from the Ukraine. Now, do we want to get into it? We can stop Russia.
I don't want to get in any war. I don't want to send any more.
No, I sent a son in combat twice. I wouldn't push that on anybody. But Russia's easy to fix when you shut their pipeline down. That's their source of income. China is another deal. All China understands is strength. We need more warships. We need more boots on, not on the ground, but we need to show the strength that historically America always has.
That stops China. I mean, if it's
deters China.
Yeah.
Because if they have nothing to lose, because I think they do have something to lose. They have something to lose in the economy of this country that pumps a lot of money in there.
But most of the wars that we're looking at in the future are not fought on the ground or not fought in the seas. They're going to be fought in the air. I mean, it's space. It's space technology. I mean, Russia's got one that I heard leak out last week. They briefed us on it 9 months ago. I got a satellite with a boom that'll reach out and grab your satellite and just pull it a couple of yards in one direction or the other.
You're done.
It throws it totally out of cycle, and it's over. That satellite.
What about this missile that can transnavigate the planet underneath
I mean, there's so many things like that we have to get prepared for, and spending money on some of these and spending that energy I was talking about earlier trying to get even, that's not protecting our people. That's a distraction, and I'm not real sure the Chinese don't have a lot to do with that, feeding social media and getting people stirred up. I think social media is one fight we definitely got to have when the Republicans take over.
Yeah, well, but the question is, how do you deal? We have a minute left here, so this is kind of a bigger question, but how do you fight something, a totalitarian regime that is using our freedom that I want more of? I wake up, I want more freedom in our world. They're using that against us. We can't turn and use that against them. They limit, at 11 o'clock at night or 10 o'clock at night, their dang social media cuts off so the kids go to sleep.
But when those people can't feed themselves, when they can't eat, they'll turn on their own government. So we've got to do it from a financial standpoint. We've got to find...
But we hurt the people that are not that's the thing that stinks.
That's the only people that will change it, though. That's the only people that will change it, because you will not change the communist government itself.
There it is. Congressman, thank you for your time. Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you, and Merry Christmas to everyone listening. I wish you a Merry Christmas and a blessed 2022.
All right, coming right back. Hour number two of Midday Mobile. Y'all stay right there. News is next.